This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Laura Kraft. Good morning, Laura. How are you this morning?
Morning. I'm good.
You know, you have a pretty hectic day tomorrow. You're going to go to Savannah run in a half marathon, then you're going to hightail it back here. We got the Obies tomorrow night.
Yes. Hopefully I'm standing by the time the Obies start. May be in a wheelchair or something, but hopefully.
I'm sure you'll look lovely in your dress, even if you're in a wheelchair. You know, the first time that the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show will be broadcasting from the Obies and doing red carpet interviews with all the winners. It's going to be a really exciting opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting. We'll get the opportunity to talk to a lot of people as they win awards. So it should be a really entertaining time.
It should be a lot of fun. I'm sure you're going to look lovely in your dress, and I'm sure you'll be marveled at how I look in a tux.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you're going to look sharp.
Absolutely. All right, well, we got a great guest on today's show. Say hello to Adria Aldridge. She's a market development manager in the residential insulation department of Owens Corning. Adria, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Dad.
That's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Lead us off by informing the audience a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. I've been with Owens Corning for about 14 months now, and recently moved to Atlanta, Georgia, which was a smart choice on my behalf from Chicago.
Hey, I'm from there.
Chicago's a great city, just not right now. And then, so I lived in Chicago for about 16 years, and I just transitioned into building materials, like I said, when I started with Owens Corning. It's a great company. It's a newer position, market development manager. We were doing a great job working with contractors, distribution, but what we saw we had some gaps was really working with the builders, the Herz Raters, which you guys will, I'll talk about that today, to maybe introduce some of the folks to Herz Raters. And then also talking about with code officials. The market has changed, and these guys have a lot of influence in the market. So I'm trying to work upstream. And so it's just been about since January.
So you talked a little bit about what you do for Owens Corning. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what Owens Corning is?
Oh, sure. Owens Corning has been around for 75 years. Last year, we had our anniversary.
Congratulations.
It's the largest manufacturer of insulation products, fiberglass, but also building materials as well. Many people know us for being pink. Everything almost in our line is pink. We dye it pink, and we have the trademark on that color. And a lot of folks know us as the Pink Panther. So that's our trademark as well. That's a fun fact. But, you know, as far as building materials, we do insulation, we do shingles, and then a smaller segment, about a third of our market, is composites, which a lot of people don't know about. And, you know, those are the fiberglass hulls on boats and tanks and cars and all this stuff. So it's a different side of the business that I'm on, but it's a really exciting business when they see those big white windmills going across and creating energy. That fiberglass was made by Owens Corning. So
it's exciting. But I remember those commercials with the Pink Panther as a kid, so I've been familiar with this organization a long, long time. You just listed several of the critical products that Owens Corning is all about. What are your most popular ones?
Sure. So we have, obviously insulation, you know, in many forms and fashion, sound insulation. I think a lot of people don't even realize that 85% of the insulation that makes your appliances quiet and actually work actually are made by Owens Corning. But mostly we're known for shingles on roofs and insulation in the walls.
So what are some of the trends that you're seeing in building products?
You know, I would say you have to look at the trends in building before you can really look and see what's kind of going on in the market. You know, there's a lot going on that's changing the way houses are built these days. And when you look at building codes, for example, they are getting so much more aggressive. And it's really hard for builders to keep up. And so a lot of these changes in codes are driving what the new products are. So we're seeing a lot of code changes. Like, for example, our codes that we follow are 2009. Don't sound like they're that far in advance. And we're just getting ready to either adopt in Georgia the 2012 or 2015 codes. We don't know, but it's coming really soon. So that's a big deal for builders. And each code iteration will cost each builder about $5,000 a home. So home prices will go up, but it's a lot of times things that people can't see. And then I would say Another trend is high-performance home certifications, LEED, Earthcraft, Energy Star, Net Zero Homes. You'll see those kind of certifications, and they're driving what's new. And then I would think also a number of testing and parameters that are done on the house, HERS ratings, blower door tests, duct tests. And I'm sure your realtors all are starting to hear and talk about this more with the average consumer. That's also having a lot of impact on what's new.
All right. Adria Aldridge will return after this quick break. We'll be right back.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, we're back with Adria Aldridge, Market Development Manager, Residential Insulation with Owens Corning. So you talked about the HERS ratings just before the break. Shed some more light there. Why is that so critical? Why should we be paying attention to it?
Well, you know, everybody's kind of trying to figure out how to make their homes more efficient. And HERS raters are these actual individuals that are skilled and have certifications that go through and actually judge the energy proficiency of your home and efficiency of your home. And this is coming up more and more. In fact, the 2015 codes, if we choose to adopt them, will have an option to get a HERS score. And these HERS scores go from 100 to a 0. 100 being less efficient, 0 being the most efficient. And those scores will tell you kind of how your house will perform energy-wise. And when I say it's good to maybe get an official HERS rating from a build or from an actual one on your home, especially if you have an older home. Let's say you have a home built in 2019, the early 2000s. Well, codes back then didn't even have certain parameters in them, and you're trying to get those energy bills low. You may try to go to Home Depot and add more insulation to your attic, or you may go to Home Depot and try to air seal. Well, you don't know where your leaks are coming from. You don't know where the performance is lacking, is it? And these folks will help you kind of identify that, and it's very, very helpful.
So you're talking about those energy efficiency things, and you're saying that home prices go up, and a lot of times buyers don't understand it because it's things that they don't see.
Right.
What is some of that return on investment that you see from these energy efficiency products that they're using?
Well, you'll see it in your energy bills. Mm-hmm. So when I talked about some of the certifications like a net zero home or an Earthcraft home, you should have a substantially lower energy bills than you would on a house that was built in the early 2000s. Just because they're building a tighter home, which is not letting less air in and less air out, but they're also building a more high-performing home with the products that they're using. There's higher standards. But codes are also driving that as well. So you're getting a different home than you would years ago. And those are things that you can't see, like windows, the insulation in the walls, the HVAC system that may use a different sear. So those types of things aren't going to be as provocative as, you know, the latest granite or product.
But it's funny, you know, because for most of them, I've owned several homes now, and I used to not take that stuff seriously. Because I just didn't, it was more ignorance than anything mm-hmm. else. And, you know, and the last three places I've lived, I lived in a house built in the early 50s mm-hmm. that had original windows. Mm-hmm. And so I might as well have not had windows because right. it was, I could just feel the cool air coming in. The last place I lived, it was an older home built also in the 50s, but had modern windows. And it was staggering the difference.
Right.
Not only in how comfortable the house was, but the bills. And now I'm living in a mid-rise apartment that was built just a couple of years ago. And the level of quality of that is now my bills are virtually almost nothing.
Yeah.
So how much of the work you have to do is educating the marketplace, not only the home buyers, homeowners, but also the builders?
It's a lot around the builders, and they need support. I mean, there's, you know, I'm talking about insulation, air sealing. That's one aspect of codes that will change each code iteration. There's a lot of support. There's a lot of walking them through how to get to these better performing products, how to assemble them in a way that will get them the results that they need. So they pass inspections, so they pass certifications that they want. But to your point, I mean, there's a lot of education that goes around windows. But when you look at the home, windows are only 13% of the air leakage. If you've ever lived in a house and you've seen the dirt in the cracks, that's not from bad vacuuming technique. That is actually your house. That's a filter. And you're in a leaky house. So that dark ring around there, if you see that with your potential home buyers and you're walking through, that just shows you probably have a house that was built in the early 2000s or before they even had codes on air exchanges per hour and how bad the house could leak, into now what we're talking about, where 40% is at the attic, 36% is at the foundation, 10% is in the walls, and 13% is at the
I wouldn't have guessed that number.
No, it's not, but it's a lot around science. And I think building science has gotten a lot more intense and a lot more part of these codes. And that's why you're seeing more HERS ratings. They can help you identify, is your performance in the walls? Is it in the ducts? Is it in the, you know, insulation? Where do you need help? So that's why I say consult a professional.
So one of these ways that you build those partnerships with builders is kind of building relationships in other organizations, such as the Home Builders Association.
Right.
And I know for 2015, you are joining me on the Sales and Marketing Council. Can you tell us a little bit about your involvement with HBA and SMC?
You know, I think the HBA from top to bottom, SMC, especially for myself as a marketing professional and how to keep myself, working by myself in the market, I like to focus on developing myself. So that's why I joined the SMC. But the HBA, as far as working with home builders and seeing what's important to them, makes me a better resource to them. So that's how I've leveraged in the past and brought speakers in for them and help educate those builders.
Well, as we said at the top of the show, Laura and I, along with Carol, will be broadcasting and doing red carpet interviews at tomorrow night's Obies. You're the chair of that event in 2015, if I have my information correct. Why are the Obies so important to the industry?
Well, I think it's a chance for builders to get recognized for all the hard work they do. They are managing so many different elements, and for them to get recognition is so important. And it's important for also consumers to know who's focused on what and who's building those great houses in the Atlanta market.
Well, be sure you comment on my tux.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure I can count on Laura.
Well, luckily it's 2014, so I don't have a lot of responsibilities, so I can evaluate your tux this year.
Don't heckle us, but you can at least comment. All right. Well, Adria, I hate to say it, but we are out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about the work you're doing with Owens Corning?
Sure. They can actually, if you want to send me a direct email, if you have something, a question, it's adria.aldridge@owenscorning.com. Or if you have a general question, you can always dial 1-800-THINK-PINK.
1-800-THINK-PINK. Outstanding. Adria Aldridge, Market Development Manager, Residential Insulation with Owens Corning. It was great to have you, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Adria Aldridge, my co-host, Laura Kraft, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.